This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, another feather in the cap for the MUT Research, Innovation and Engagement Portfolio, and this Mangalese whole wetland park gears up for a safe festive season. The time is 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. Dr. Abiola Ezekiel Taiwu, a postdoctoral fellow in the Faculty of Engineering at Mangosuthu University of Technology, has received the prestigious National Research Foundation Y2 rating, recognizing his outstanding contributions to research and innovation. The Acting Deputy Vice Chancellor, Research, Innovation and Engagement, Dr. Annette Minnie, congratulated Dr. Taiwu, saying he had done MUT proud. Dr. Taiwu credited MUT's management, the research directorate, and his mentor, Professor Paul Musonge, for their support. The achievement aligns with MUT's strategic goal of becoming a research-led institution and further elevates the university's reputation in the national and global research community. The research office, under Dr. Minnie's leadership, has played a crucial role in laying the foundations of this research success. In other news, the Isimangaliso Wetland Park is gearing up for this festive season, prioritizing visitor safety and environmental protection. The CEO, Sibusiso Bukosini, says they have strengthened cooperation with the traditional leaders and local communities to manage visitor safety and protect the natural environment. The park has seen a decline in drownings due to strict safety controls, and lifeguards' numbers will be boosted during the holidays. However, Bukosini warns of a potential rise in illegal activities like poaching during this period, and the park has invested $2.5 million in cameras along major routes to enhance monitoring and ensure tourist safety.
You will notice that on the N2, there are cameras along the route, as well as Route 22 from Shushluwe. We sponsored those cameras and spent around 2.5 million rand. More roads are also now being fitted with cameras. This is a sign that we are committed to the safety of our tourists.
This is again a sign which we are committed to is safety of our tourists.
And finally, Nadia Nakai's new single, Rally, featuring Nasty C, is set to drop on November 21, addressing the constant criticism and gossip surrounding her personal life and public image. Nakai has faced scrutiny over her lifestyle, relationships and social media presence, including judgment of her interactions with married men and revealing posts, a prank call segment on her show Beyond Braga, and a club appearance with Casper Nyovest sparked controversy and fueled speculations. Despite criticism, Nakai remains unapologetic, and in a teaser for the song, she explains it's about when people talk negatively about her. Fans are excited for the release, praising her return and predicting the song will be a hit. To recap the top stories this hour, another feather in the cap for the MUT Research, Innovation and Engagement Portfolio, and this Mangaliso Wetland Park gears up for safe festive season. That is all for me this hour. Catch me again with the headlines, with your headlines at the bottom of the hour. For MUT Radio News, I am Kakazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.